one-directional and not quite on the same time scale, but still a good example, I think.
You know, we have forgotten about another sci-fi symbiote that has been quite successful through the years. I'm pretty sure there's been three movie versions of it. The Thing.
We're going to draw a little bit of everybody's blood. We're going to find out who's the Thing. Watching Norris in there gave me the idea that maybe every part of him was a whole. Every little piece is an individual animal with a built-in desire to protect its own life. You see, when a man bleeds, it's just tissue. The blood from one of you things won't obey when it's attacked. It'll try and survive.
You know that one, Paul?
The Thing. No, I don't know this one.
Now, the John Carpenter version of The Thing gave me the heebie-jeebies. I watched it once. Never need to watch it again. If you're of a sensitive disposition, I recommend the Pingu version of Thing. That's still pretty gory, but it's kiddie plasticine characters, and it's not as bad. Premises, some kind of alien thing crashes to Earth and it wants to hide in our bodies, and it gets in, and then our bodies just, you know, grow all sorts of horrific things, and we become monsters, and you try and kill the alien that's in the human, and that means the poor old human gets even more dismembered, and, you know, and the next thing, the head sliding down the wall and it's sprouting legs and crawling down the hallway, and there's a line, "You've got to be effing kidding," from the John Carpenter version, which is kind of a bit of a code for I know a bit about that horror movie. But that is symbiosis at its goriest, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, that sounds pretty intense. I might set that up.
Yeah. I know there was a 50s version, early 80s version, and then they remade it sometime in the 21st century when they had all the CGI but now they're good writing talent, something like that.
There must be a bunch of people who are into it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the powerful idea, either for good or evil. At least in Venom, Venom's kind of helping. They kind of become friends, Venom and Mr. Brock in the Venom movies.
Yeah, and even he's an interesting character, which is part of what I think makes him interesting to a lot of people. Like, there's another symbiote bad guy in Spider-Man, Carnage, who's it's a symbiote that's like the child of the Venom symbiote, and it bonds with a serial killer. And that guy, you know, he's a pretty bad egg. And Venom hates him, and Spider-Man wants to stop him. So Venom and Spider-Man will team up to fight this other guy, Carnage. So he's kind of like, he's not purely a villain. He's kind of an anti-hero at times.
Do you think, Paul, that it's possible that there is, maybe we haven't come across it yet, but it's possible biologically that you could have some kind of life form merge with another and change it profoundly?
I think at least in principle.
I'm talking at the human being kind of level here, not amoebas or even frogs, you know, whether something as I don't really want to use the word sophisticated, but I don't know, as complicated as a human organism, could actually mold, merge with something else and then change quite dramatically.
I mean, I kind of think of a symbiote being sort of around the outside of human. So I kind of think of the main effect that they have on the human is their effect on their sort of state of mind and mental state. And I think that's reasonably plausible. Like, you don't have to mind control someone to influence them. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm fairly sensitive to how much food I've had recently. Like, it doesn't take much to perturb people's mindset via weird chemicals. So I think that part at least is reasonably plausible.
What about a virus that makes us want to go out and party? Wouldn't that be a clever little adaptation? So we go out and party, or makes us want to have sex, and off we go and have sex or go to parties, and we spread the virus. Wouldn't that be clever? It seems rather plausible too.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that would be very clever, and you know, hopefully the next, like, hopefully there's no COVID mutation that does that, because that would be a disaster.
Finally, though, Paul, isn't there an argument that complicated life, complex life, is actually the result of symbiosis? Way back, you know, in early life forms, they did merge, and that we are, even though it's just one set of chromosomes that created me, that was the blueprint for me, the human organism is a result of years of that kind of symbiosis slowly going on. Am I making sense here, Paul?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Although, I mean, evolution operates on species that are close enough to reproduce with one another. That's normally how genetic variations get passed on. So I don't know. I feel like you might run into a difficulty with the definition of symbiosis as to how, if things can interbreed, how distinct are those organisms?
I guess I was thinking back when, way back, our single cell ancestors merging with each other and forming new, maybe double celled organisms. I don't know a lot about biology, so I'm really guessing here.
Well, certainly bacteria, some bacteria can transfer genetic material into host cells and essentially hijack the cellular infrastructure to produce bacterial proteins. That's a thing that bacteria do all the time. So I imagine that sort of stuff was going on pretty heavily at the dawn of time.
So in summary, Paul, you're kind of saying that symbiosis in the form of Marvel Comics symbiosis is probably unlikely, but at a more basic level, it's possible that a human life form could be influenced by another life form.
Yeah. I don't think it would take too. We may already like be influenced in subtle ways by microbes that affect our body's chemistry. But I think that those links would be incredibly difficult to prove.
However, the plausibility of, it's not really that plausible that some alien might meld with me and the next thing I'm biting people's heads off.
Yeah, no, that, I think you're fairly safe on that score.
And so are you too, Paul, luckily.
Yeah, whew. That's
Paul,
good.
Paul, it's been great talking with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Paul Hume from the McDiarmid Institute. He's also a fellow working at Victoria University of Wellington, talking about plausible examples of symbiotes or symbiosis based on the spin-off from Spider-Man, Venom.